Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my G's? PSA Podcast. Salutations to all. Fam, what's good?
What's good, my G? What's pop?
Shoot. We out here, brother, man. Let's go straight to some NBA talk, man. My G, Blake Griffin, the number one draft. Pick, was the number one draft? What, 2008, Sean? Am I right on that ear?
Yep.
I know you're better than years. Okay, 2008. First round draft pick of the Los Angeles Clippers. Breaking news yesterday. What was your initial thoughts? Blake Griffin getting traded to the Pistons, my G, for Avery Bradley, I think Tobias Harris, a first-round draft pick, and a second-round draft pick, my dude. That's a lot, fam. It's a lot for Blake.
Well, first of all, you have to look into it. Do you consider Blake still in his prime as a player?
At 29, yeah, I would say he's in his prime.
Absolutely, that's in his prime. So you have prime Blake. Clearly Detroit wants to win right now. My first thought when I heard he was traded was Los Angeles is blowing up everything. That's the first thing I thought. The Clippers had just decided they want to go a new way. Jerry West has clearly decided he's pulling rank. There's no way that I believe that Doc Rivers is happy with all these moves. But what choice does he have? He wants to keep his job as a coach. So I looked at it in a different way. I think this is a great move for Detroit. I think Detroit benefits from it immediately right now. Yes. I think Detroit immediately benefits because now you're going to have Blake at the four, the NBA leading rebounder. Salute to Andre Drummond, named as replacement for the NBA.
For John Wall.
John Wall. And people want to know why him. Well, he leads the NBA in rebounding. That guy needs to be acknowledged when you lead when nobody in the league get more boards than you. So,
right.
I like Blake and Drummond, and I'm high on this young player named Stanley Johnson. I'm high on him, man. I know a lot of people are like, why? He hasn't shown nothing. But if you know about the NBA, when you get rid of guys who play your same position, you let the young talent flourish. And I think Stanley Johnson, with my man, Reggie Jackson, who I'm a big supporter of, when Reggie Jackson
he's
comes
a, he's
back,
a mid-tier, though. Let's be real. Reggie Jackson, a.k.a. Bobby Shmurda, he's mid-tier, though, low mid-tier.
To me, I would say this about Reggie Jackson. He can give the business to any opposing point guard. And the reason why he can, because he came up under the tutelage of battling Westbrook in practice every
That's
day
a fact.
For 2 years.
I agree with that.
And
I agree with that.
When Westbrook got hurt, he was holding it down.
He was holding it down.
If you
Let's be real. The reason why Detroit got Reggie Jackson was because the year when Westbrook was out, Reggie was holding the fort down. He put some good numbers up. Right.
And then that year he joined Detroit, he was putting up 40-point games, 30-point games. He was playing awesome. So I'm a Reggie Jackson fan of his game. So if you got me a healthy Reggie, a healthy Blake, and a healthy Drummond, I like that. I like that.
A healthy Blake, though? That's the question, though.
Blake.
That's the question if I'm the Pistons I'm worrying about. Is the risk worth the reward, my dude? Is it?
Well,
this guy's injury prone.
Here's the thing why I like the Detroit move. Detroit want to make moves now. They said enough is enough. We're not going to blow shit up and rebuild. They want to make these moves now. And if you're a Detroit fan, you got to salute this move.
I don't know if you got – dog, you gave up a lot to get Blake Griffin, my nigga. Dog, I don't even know if he's a superstar anymore. Is he just a star? We take the soup off his name and just call him a star?
Listen, if he's a guy who can give you a double-double, if you can get a double-double from him and a double-double from
Drummond.
But
he's having career lows, though, my nigga. He's having career lows. Even shooting 44% from the field, that's a career low for Blake
Look
Griffin.
Look at this. Dwight Howard is averaging 15.12 rebounds, and everybody's shitting
right.
on him. That's real good.
I got to give Dwight his props this year. You and I talked about it before, last show I think it was. Dwight is having an okay year, to be honest, compared to his last couple years.
Listen, and to me, if you can get that out of Blake, you know you're getting a double-double, a good double-double from Drummond. So to me, this is immediate returns, meaning Detroit wants to put some fear to somebody in the playoffs now.
Fear.
Now, because
fear.
John Wall.
Did you say fear?
Yeah, I'm telling you why. Listen, because John Wall is out. Let me make a prediction. OKC plays the Wizards tonight with no John Wall. I'm going to make a prediction that OKC is going to beat them. That's my prediction.
Sorry.
That OKC is going to beat Washington tonight without John Wall.
All right.
And I believe
let's take
this is where teams got to make a run. John Wall is going to be out for 2 months. Somebody's going to – there's going to be a team in the East who's going to take advantage of that because they're not a better team without John Wall.
So let's take it here. Right now, the Bucks and the Wizards, even though the Bucks are number 5 and the Wizards number 6, but they have the same record, 27 and 22. Then you got the Pacers at number 7 seed at 28-23. And right now, the Philadelphia 76ers are number 8 seed in the East. And the Pistons are number 9 right now at 22-26. So they're 2 games behind the 8th spot.
I see Detroit pushing Philly hard body. Hard body. Because remember.
But you're a Ben Simmons is your guy. So you're going with Detroit over Philly.
I understand. No. But I go for... I love Ben Simmons. It's not a Ben Simmons guy. I am the official Ben Simmons guy. I'm a big Ben Simmons cheerleader. But they're a youthful team. And I believe...
That's a fact.
Milwaukee is tied with Washington. Milwaukee's going to distance himself. In these next 2 months,
I believe
Milwaukee's going to...
I agree with that.
I believe Milwaukee is going to be able to at least go up 5 to 7 games up on them.
Damn!
And I believe Indiana is also going to pass them. So they're going to drop 2 spots. And I believe Detroit, because this is a move to win now. Once Reggie get back, man, they got to go, man. I'm telling you, man, I think they're going to put super pressure on Philly.
Philly got it, And then another tidbit, the Joel Embiid not playing every night thing, that does play a factor also. You know what I mean?
Man,
you can't get back-to-back games with Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid, you on your Instagram posting pictures of you dunking on Russell Westbrook. He tried to take the charge. You leaned, you dunked on him, and you got a poster. Y'all lost the game, and you're talking about the process. Do you understand? Y'all got
I like Joel, man. Leave my young boy alone, son.
I'm just telling you, you prioritizing the wrong things because you didn't want no smoke. When Westbrook came through the lane with that two-handed jam and stared down the whole bench, and you act like you don't know who he looked. He's looking at you dead in your face.
He did.
And you looking up the
He did stay you down, right? Fam. He did stay you down. That's a fact. That's a fact. So we are in agreement that this is a good move. But for the Clippers now, man, I think this is a good move. And Jerry West has shown that you could trust him to make certain moves, whether it's with Golden State, whether it's with, obviously, the Lakers back with Kobe and Shaq, Minnesota Timberwolves, and now the Clippers. Dog, they making – I'm not saying they're going to make a splash, but 2019, I believe, is when all the big free agents, I think that's Clay, and I forgot, a slew of other niggas and shit. If you're the Clippers, are you finished? Do you also like, all right, we got rid of Blake. Let's get DeAndre and get something for Lou Williams right now? Is that the thought process, so to speak?
Well, Doc Rivers today said they're not looking to trade everybody. So I don't even know how to take that because Doc Rivers clearly is not a shot caller anymore. This is all Jerry West's show. There's no question about it. So when Doc Rivers says they don't want to do it, I disagree. I really have a problem with the way they treat Lou Williams like he's a stepchild. The man was the leading scorer for the Lakers, and they traded him to make room for Lonzo Ball. He came off the bench and gave work with Houston. And then he gets traded again. Like, what? I don't understand. The man can score better than a lot of people in the league. Why is he always up for trade bait? Like, he ain't good. I don't understand that.
Is Blake playing tonight?
I don't know if he's playing tonight. I know he's playing tonight.
Because
I
know Cleveland
what?
And Detroit are playing right now. In fact, they're playing tonight, I believe. Or tomorrow, is that tomorrow
once,
night? I think it's tomorrow. Okay.
Once Reggie Jackson comes back, I'm ready for this team. I'm really going to be watching them closely. Stan, the
oh,
man, Van Gundy.
Is this your dark horse? Is this your dark horse team in the East?
No, because my team is the Toronto Raptors with DeMar
oh,
with DeMar Kobe
Raptors,
DeRozan.
Yeah.
DeMar
yeah,
Kobe fun. DeRozan.
Just... Oh man, what about Cleveland though, man? They seem to make a little run right now. Not
well,
a run, but you know they winning some games.
Oh well. I've just found out through my NBA sources, aka Wojciechowski.
Woj.
IT went to Dan Gilbert to complain. And
see
the Cavs teammate
you
is
be,
mad about
you be co-signing this little nigga. You've been co-signing this nigga since last year in the goddamn playoffs, bro. I know you rock with IT, big on IT, but bro, you've got to get rid of this nigga, bro. You've got to get rid of him, bro. They can't he can't even put IT and LeBron on his court together. He got to separate them. They can't be on the court at the same time. That's crazy.
Let me tell you why I love IT.
Oh, Lord.
IT is the first player we've seen stand up to LeBron and speak what he wants to say with no fear of repercussion or anything. To me, that's confidence and that's swag. He was talking big stuff before he even got on the team. And then he's like, yo, don't put all the blame on me. This wasn't a good defensive team before I got here. So I like the fact, and if you notice, LeBron is not checking him. LeBron is not checking him because I think LeBron is like, how do I deal with a player who's not afraid and talks junk? He talks mad junk to the media.
Or is it more like LeBron is like, I'm going to get the fuck up out of here soon? And it could be that too, bro.
It could be that, but to me, I support IT, and I still am like, IT, you really went to Dan Gilbert? Dan Gilbert don't hold no sway. This LeBron team. Like, this is really LeBron's team, and I don't know what IT thought he could get with Dan Gilbert. There's nothing Dan Gilbert could tell you that team would do if LeBron don't want that team to do it. It's that simple. And LeBron's bouncing, in my humble opinion.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that, though. Any surprise that LeBron was showing Pop love? Are we reading too much into that? I see people reading a lot into that. I think niggas is reaching a little bit. I mean,
that's
all he did is show Pop love.
That's a dot reach. That's a dot reach. That's a super dot reach.
Mm-hmm. Any concern with the New Orleans Hornets tonight playing the Sacramento Kings without Boogie?
Yes.
This is going to tell us
DeAndre
a lot,
Fox.
Man. This is going to tell us a lot.
DeAndre Fox just had a career high the other day. But here's the thing. Jrue Holiday is going to score more. Anthony Davis played a game the other night without Boogie at 25-something. It's not the same, man. This not even – I don't even have enthusiasm watching them, man. You know what I'm saying?
They're number six in the West right now. They're number six in the West, and Portland is number seven, and they both have the same record also at 27-22, and the Nuggets are in eighth spot at 26-24.
I don't like Portland. I love the backcourt, but I don't like Portland. But
yeah, overall, I don't like Portland either. They're not doing nothing for me.
Yeah, but I don't like the Pelicans now. I don't think people understand how high I am on Boogie. I've thought and argued that Boogie was the best big man in the NBA for the last 4 years. 4 years. Not this year, not last year, not the year before. 4 years. I thought he was the best big man by far. And this is, to me, devastating. So we're going to find out, Alvin Gentry, how good a coach you are.
Is it going to be hard to have that kind of – isn't it kind of hard to say that, though, especially when you lose a big powerhouse like – Boogie, Anthony Davis, he's great. He's that nigga, but he's not gonna have his running mate with him, man. It's a lot of you gotta put all that on fucking Anthony Davis and fucking Alvin Gentry. I think he's gonna get it. If anything, listen, If the Pelicans don't make the playoffs, I don't think Alvin Gentry should be fired.
They're 500 right now. If they don't make the playoffs, that is a total collapse. Because at what point do we look at Anthony Davis and say, yo, my man, what's good with you? You've never gone into the playoffs with a winning record, and you're considered the best new young player that everybody would build their team around, but you're not doing the mystical make players better than you argument if your team's not going anywhere. So, to me, AD, show us how great you are.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that. He's going to have to do that, though. That's a fact. Let's go here, my nigga. See, a lot of people, conversations ever since the Grammys, I'm pretty sure a guy like you are happy that Jay-Z 444 album did not win a Grammy. If you want to correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Kendrick Lamar, what, he won 5 Grammys?
Kendrick Lamar, not only did he win 5 Grammys, he won in every single category of hip-hop. So I will just say this to you and to anybody who listens to this show. Think about 2017. Was Kendrick Lamar your favorite MC and put out your favorite music? That's what you have to tell yourself. Because basically the Grammys said Kendrick Lamar did everything better than everybody else last year. We gave him best rap album, best rap song, best rap collaboration. I mean, for crying out loud, they gave him the song with Rihanna and gave him a Grammy for that song. That song, Loyalty. That song was okay. We don't look at that song as a hip. We don't look at that as Method Man and Mary J. Blige. You know what I'm saying?
The thing with Kendrick, though, he gives you good messages where kids can hear a song like Loyalty, 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 and it's an uplifting song.
Message is overrated to me.
I disagree. Not when it comes to the Grammys.
If there was a message, then why didn't Jay-Z win? He was nominated 8 times. This was the album where Jay-Z was supposedly introspective and mature.
Oh,
God, had articles written by prominent journalists in this country saying, you want to know what a mature album sounds like? It's Jay-Z's album. Jay-Z's album was critically acclaimed for its maturity and message.
Why do you say it like that with some funny style tone behind it? I don't know, you're chuckling that Hov didn't win a Grammy. Let's be real.
I'm saying, because you're saying message plays a very big part, and if that's the case, why did Hov get shut out? Now, here's why Hov got shut out.
Because let me hear your reason why Hov got shut out.
Hov got shut out because Damn was a better album. Hov got shut out because
it was not a better album. No.
And Hov got shut out because Kendrick Lamar. And Hov got shut out because Kendrick Lamar raps better than Jay-Z in 2017. He's a better rapper.
You love throwing that tidbit out there, man, because you know I love Kendrick, and I can't really disagree.
30-year-old in his prime, 30-year-old in his prime, lyrically, Kendrick Lamar versus 48-year-old Jay-Z, who is not lyrically in his prime. Kendrick Lamar's the better rapper, the better MC.
You making it sound like Jay can't rhyme no more when you say that, though. You're making it sound like,
rhyme better than Kendrick. He can't rhyme better than Kendrick.
The margin is not that big, my nigga. The margin is not that big, bro. He's not lyrical. My nigga, was Kendrick really – I thought he was more lyrical on To Pimp a Butterfly than a Damn album.
I understand.
You said
that,
Loyalty album is not a lyrical song.
If you listen to Element or you listen to DNA, he's spazzing. Mm-hmm. Not just rapping. He's lyrically rapping his behind off. Kendrick Lamar.
But Jay did that already, though. Let's take it here. At 30-year-old Kendrick or 30-year-old Jay-Z?
30-year-old Jay-Z.
Okay. I'm surprised you went there, but okay.
Blueprint Jay-Z. Yes, I'm taking Blueprint Jay-Z over Damn Kendrick, yes. But I'm not taking 444 Jay-Z over Kendrick. No way. Just no chance. Now, here's my bigger issue.
Wow.
My bigger issue is not that Hov didn't win. It's that the biggest group in the world.
Oh,
didn't
boy.
Win.
Here we go with the bullshit.
After
here
the
we go
impact
with the bullshit
that they had in 2017. And can you please tell us who that group is that I'm talking about?
No, because no, you tell us. Because I don't, I'm
no,
not going to co-sign where you're going with it. I already
know
where you're going.
Exactly.
No, you tell us.
You
no,
know
no.
That,
you
tell, I'm
hey,
going to.
Hip hop historian guy. Go ahead and tell us, man, because I refuse to even go where you're going with that shit. Go ahead, man.
So, for the Migos to not
oh,
win anything,
Lord, Jesus Christ,
further solidifies that the Grammys are trash.
So, wait a minute. By you saying
Super
that, then, you're
trash.
Saying the Migos should have won over Kendrick, then. That's what you're saying
no,
in a nutshell.
No, what I'm saying is that in five rap categories, the Migos should have won one. The one song I thought the Migos should have won with was Bad and Bougie. I thought Bad and Bougie should have beaten Humble. That's just my personal opinion. Bad and Bougie
oh,
rocked
Humble?
All year. It rocked the entire year. I remember it. People used to clown me because I couldn't stop singing that song. So when people come around, they go, man, huh? Today. Yeah. And like everybody, because everybody knows how much of a hardcore hip hop fan I am. But they was like, yo, you keep singing this Bad and Bougie song. And you remember,
yeah,
that's when I started
weird.
Texting you and going to you saying, yo, man, I gotta do the knowledge on these Migos. Remember, I was like, yo, I gotta.
Yeah,
remember,
man.
Come on, this happened.
Yeah, man,
because
you did. Yes,
really, like, I could not deny that song. And let me tell you something. I love Humble by Kendrick. But Kendrick won every category. Kendrick could have won 3 or 4. But y'all gave him, the Grammys gave him everything.
Jay should have won. Jay should have won at least one, though, son. Come on. No niggas got the comment, boys. No, you're going to say, oh, 3 of you a Hope stand. All right, fine. I'll take that title, niggas. Fuck it. But you should have at least won one, my nigga. Come on. One? You couldn't give Jay one?
Well, the problem Jay went against Kendrick for rap stuff, but then he went against the biggest pop guy in the world in Bruno Mars. And he was not
he
beating
wasn't
Bruno
win
Mars.
That. He wasn't
so
beating Bruno Mars.
A lot of Jay's Grammys was in the same categories as Bruno Mars, so that wasn't going to happen. He lost every
but
category.
Here's a question I have. What do we consider Bruno Mars, though? What is Bruno Mars to us in music-wise? His genre of music is considered what, pop?
Yes.
Like, what is he classified as?
Pop. He's classified as pop, even though he does... See, here's the thing with Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars is pop, but his last album was New Jack Swing. He basically did Teddy Riley music and Jimmy Jam music on his last album. Like, that's the kind of music that he did. And that's why he shouted them out. A thing that Bruno Mars was criticized for is basically he does black music over, and white people love how he does black music.
Yes, that's
they
a
love
fact. That's a fact.
But he's
that's
a pop.
Fact.
But, so they won't call it. So here's the funny thing with Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars dominated the R&B category. He won every R&B award. And then he won the two biggest awards of the night, Song of the Year and Album of the Year. So they say, we're going to give you all the awards, and then we're going to give you the biggest awards we can give to white people. So Bruno Mars has the luxury of, I can do black music, but it's the pop radio, Z100s, and the KTUs of the world will play my music.
I don't know, my nigga. I thought Hov could have won one award, though. One? I wonder how he felt sitting there. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times you hear people saying, oh, behind the scenes, that certain artists won't come to the Grammys if they're not, you know what I mean? If they know they're not getting an award and shit type shit.
There's something that did not escape me. Kendrick Lamar performed. He won all the Grammys. Bruno Mars performed. They won all the Grammys. Jay-Z did not perform. He didn't win anything. That did not escape me. Let me tell you what else did not escape me. Nas, Escobar, Moving On Your Week production. Nas's Menage a Trois on Mount Airy Lodges. That Nas, not that Jones, he was sitting behind Hov. Hov thought he was going to win. Hov thought he was going to win, and Hov thought he was going to get up there and salute Diddy, salute Nas, give some speech that we was going to consider, I'll call it fake deep, but everybody would praise it, and that did not happen. Hov really thought he was going to win. He thought he was going to win.
Of course he did. Of course.
Well, guess
come
what?
On, my
the
nigga.
The powers that be said, nah, you're not going to win. And we're going to give it
to
somebody
you a question.
Who has a great year.
Are you shocked he didn't win, though?
No, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked. I'll tell you why. The night before the Grammys, do you know Hov got the Lifetime Achievement Award Grammy from Clive Davis? They gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award for Clive Davis. Alicia Keys did a tribute to him before he came out. He gave this long 22-minute speech. It's on the internet. It's on YouTube. You can watch it. So Hov was really like, yo, this is the beginning. I know I'm going to get another one of these. And that's why you had Nas there. Why do you think Nas and Diddy there? What? They don't got no music out. Why are they there?
Right.
They there because Hov really was going to win and give a – in my opinion, he was going to give a tribute to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? He was going to salute people before him, salute this and that. And that didn't
Prodigy,
happen.
Combat Jack, probably.
I think, yes, I think he was going to do all of that. And that is why you have people like Ebro in the Morning really upset that Jay-Z didn't win. And you have the older people, and I would just say people who are in their 40s, they're all upset that Jay-Z did not win. I'm in my 40s, and I am not upset at all.
What do you mean upset? What do you mean upset? They just probably look at it like, yo, that album was worth him winning a Grammy.
They said they're upset. They dedicated segments. Ebro dedicated a segment just whining and complaining until Peter Rosenberg had to put him in his place and shut him up and shut everybody up at Hot 97.
What you mean shut
clear.
Them up, though? What you mean
like he
shut
said,
them up, though?
Like he said, let's be clear, 444 was not better than Damn. Is anybody debating that? And everybody was quiet. That same energy was gone. And then Ebro had to say, well, in my personal – yeah, you better make it your personal opinion. Because you can't just say,
you
know, Kung Fu Kenny had the best rap album. That's just what it is. And he raps. So you can't be mad at it. And he raps. And he raps. And he raps very good.
Oh, Lord. All right. That's what it is, man. Take us home, my G.
PSA Podcast. And if you think I'm going to stop giving Amigos props, y'all is a mess. All right?
This nigga here, man. That's what it is, man. PSA Podcast. Boys back in the saddle. Welcome home, Surf. Come on, Sue Surf, man. My guy is Surf, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here in the Twitter street saying, welcome back, Surf. So, welcome
salute
back, partner. Please
rap
stay
grid,
out the fucking
rap
belly.
Rap Grid was the first that I see to say, welcome home, Surf. So, I'm going to salute Rap Grid because that's where I found out about it.
All right. That's what it is, man. PSA Podcast. It's your boys, man. Holla. One. Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast. Salutations to all my niggas. I'm hearing a lot of talk out here. I heard my nigga Surface home. Uh-oh. Tsunami! What's poppin', my nigga? Let's talk about it, man. Anything battle rap related niggas want to talk about? I know ARP got a card coming out. You know nothing about New Mills Time and get you in tune. Okay, somebody just hit me. I don't know about Midwest Movement. Okay, fine. Either here nor there, man. I got some people on, man. Let's talk, man. 984-277. What's goody? You. 984-277. You. He's not saying nothing. Yo. I put this thing on hold, man. Or you? All right, hold on. Yeah. Back at it, man. PSA Podcast. Salutations to all. I'm hearing the streets are talking. My guy, Sue Surf Tsunami. Glad you home, my nigga, man. Glad you home, my brother. Go home, smoke a spliff. Go get some poom poom from a shorty. Go be with your kids. You feel me? Go do all that fly shit. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is over here at PSA Podcast. Always support the homie Sue Surf. What else is going on, man? ARP dropping a card this weekend. We can talk about those matches also. I seen Clean Paper doing a blog about gems. I don't know how much I'm not really feeling that too much. What else? Calico and Briz just dropped. Man, that battle. I was not feeling that battle at all, my niggas. I had to keep it tall, man. Let me see if I get some people in here, man. Hold up. 812-344.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's good?
Who this?
Yo, the three letter man. Hey, yo.
Talk to me, brother.
Shit. I see Sue Surf out. I know Taylor.
All right.
Happy. You know what I mean? He be cheerleading. You know what I'm saying? For Sue Surf gun titles. He act like motherfucking double impact is every other weekend. Shit.
Oh, damn. What you mean, brother? Come on. That's his man, though, bro.
Battle rap. One-on-one. This ain't no damn double impact every other week. Man, get off that man. Man, how many Sue Surf, free Sue Surf campaigns we going to have? That brother needs to stay free, man. But shout out to Surf. He free. But, yo.
Right.
It is what it is. But, yo, Clean Paper, he did wrong, man. He takes no money. I don't be beat Jim's ass. Just for the simple
Wait, hold on, brother. You want niggas to go on the physical tip, though?
I mean, they talking about it. I mean, they talking about it, man. All this wolf tip.
But we not co-signing. So you want niggas to fight? Over what, though?
I mean, Big K talking about fighting. Let them go around the block and fight, man. Let them be.
Oh,
I'm saying, on blogs and then first thing they doing is apologizing. DMV and Angry Fan and all that bullshit. Y'all want to fight, man. All that bullshit, man. I ain't got time for that bullshit. Y'all want to fight. Ain't all that talking shit.
But let me ask you a question. I don't think niggas got to fight, though. I think it's not that shit. I think niggas be doing that shit because, let's be real, niggas don't really know each other, bro. Niggas don't know each other. So it's easy for a nigga to pop off and say some old wild shit. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, it's easy for niggas to do that, though. But what's it for? And I guarantee you, when niggas see each other, it'll be on some dapping shit. Oh, bro, it wasn't that serious. It's just battle rap. Niggas are going to do that, bro. You know that.
I know, but it's entertaining. They do the blog talking all this shit. As soon as they see, yo, man, and all that bullshit, man. Come on, man. Either you real or you fake. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jadakiss and, you know what I'm saying, and Swiss Beats. Is he real or is you fake? You know what I mean? Either or, man.
Oh, man. This nigga's cold.
Hey. Can't forget about OJ Juice, man. Hey. Is he real or is you fake? You know what I'm saying? It's too much that bullshit. Motherfuckers talking about restoring order, but they talking all that bullshit and they ain't talking about shit, man. Let me say to y'all, man, I'm about to take over this blog, man. I'm about to get back on my blog and shit. I'm about to be the new motherfucking blogger for Cave Gang. So I need to talk to Tay Rock, man. He's slipping out here, man. He's slipping. How you going to be the top battle rapper for once you suck to battle Murder Mook, and then you say you don't fuck with Murder Mook like that? Then why ain't you battling? Can't even
beat Wait, hold on, brother. Who you talking about though? Who you talking about, fam? Break that down for me. I'm sorry.
Can't go one round with T Rex without choking. Choke third round with T Top, and he get the top dog. Are y'all serious? And as soon as he battles,
wait a minute.
Who you talking about?
Surf? Are you talking about Surf?
Surf.
So you saying Surf and Mook? You saying Surf? Hold on. You saying Surf should not battle Mook? Is that what you saying?
Hell yeah, man. Tay Rock deserve that shit. I'm sick and tired.
But why would
Tay Rock on the Surf?
But brother, I don't think Tay Rock really want to battle him though, son. I don't think Tay Rock want to.
He need a man up. How you going to hoop hurrah for a motherfucker to say he'll leave gun titles if you battle Serious Jones? You know what I'm saying?
So I think he was joking though, brother. I don't think it was that serious though.
J-Rock out here looking like a sucker, man.
But why are you saying Rock looking like a sucker, though, fam? I'm confused. Why are you saying Rock looking like a sucker, though? I don't get it.
He throwing up gun titles like I said, man. This is battle rap.
That's his man, though, fam. That's his man, my nigga. They battled each other. They battled each other and got cool.
Pay me, sir. Pay me, sir. Remember when Kate Summer saying, pay me, sir? This motherfucker, Kate Sousa's been betting against J-Rock his whole career. Remember that shit?
And they battled, my nigga, and got over that shit, and they moved on.
And he been on your show talking about Tay Rock is the motherfucker you battle as soon as you get in the door. Then after you battle him, you get to the top tiers. And this motherfucker talking about facts. Like, damn, he be sunning the shit out of you, Rock. You can't be fucking with no motherfucker like that, dog. I mean, I'm just telling you some shit that another battle rapper don't tell Tay Rock to make him look like a sucker. So I might as well get it out there so Tay Rock can hear this shit and prepare for a motherfucking rebuttal. Shit. He lucky I ain't battle rapping. I'll talk to that motherfucker, man. Tay Rock out here looking like a sucker, man. You need to battle Mook. You need to battle Lux. And stop passing them motherfuckers off to me.
But hold on, fam. Rock said that he don't want to battle Mook, though. Rock said he don't want to battle Lux. He said that on Twitter before. He don't has no passion in battling a nigga like that. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mook is Dot Mob, and even though Rock is Cave Gang, he was screaming Cave Gang Dot Mob. So wouldn't it be kind of weird for Rock to battle Surf? Rock to battle Mook before Surf when we've been talking Surf and Mook for so long?
Here's why. YK when he was going at it with Mike P. Nah, he was dissing motherfucking Cave Gang, dissing motherfucking YK. Like, come on, man, you ain't respecting Cave Gang. So why the fuck is Tay Rock yelling out motherfucking gun titles over Cave Gang and shit? Like, motherfucking Surf disrespect YK, and that's part of your team. Like, come on, bro. Man, come on, man. You looking like a sucker, man. If that motherfucker don't respect Cave Gang, how the fuck he gonna respect you? Talking about all these gun titles if he battles Serious Jones. What type of thing is that?
I think that's a joke. I think they're joking around. And I think, let's be real, would I like to see Tay Rock and Serious Jones battle? The only reason I want to see them battle because I know there's animosity there. And I think Rock don't really, he respects Serious Jones because he's been there for so long, seniority-wise. But that's the only reason I want to see them battle, because of the disrespect and the shit that we've seen. The history's already there. You get what I'm saying? It's already, the back and forth is already there. But I totally disagree with you, brother. Totally. Where you making it sound like Rock is kissing Surf's ass when they boys. That's like me and Jay Black are cool. Like, I'm not going to diss Black. That's my man. Am I riding Jay Black Johnson paws because I defend him, or that's my guy? No, that's my guy.
Man, come on, man. Remember the face-off between Surf and Rock? He was saying, I'm doing you the favor. Tay Rock up in his facts. Like, come on, Tay Rock, you the man. And he didn't even give motherfucking Sue Surf the aggression in that battle. I can't even watch Tay Rock versus Sue Surf because he ain't even giving him that aggression. Like, man,
first of all, let's be real,
man.
My nigga. That battle overall wasn't a good battle. Let's be real. Tay Rock and Sue Surf overall. Wasn't a good battle on both sides, not just Rock or Surf, both of them.
Man, Tay Rock didn't get that motherfucker to 100% like he gave everybody else. Like, that's what I'm saying, man. I don't know what it is, but he acting real weird when it comes to Surf, man. And this is battle rap, man, one-on-one. Like, I mean, he's doing all this shit, man. And then if you Dot Mob, then why you on the phone with Surf talking about, yeah, when we get Blaze, and you know, you talking about Murder Mook, either you Dot Mob or you know what I'm saying? It can't be both.
But hold on. But fam, I think Rock has a better relationship with T-Rex more than he does a Murder Mook, my nigga. You got, and I saw, and hold on, my nigga, I seen an interview, hold on. I saw an interview on 15 Minutes of Fame with Tay Rock talking about Murder Mook, and he made it basically sound like, yo, me and this nigga, even though we screamed Dot Mob, it was always me and Rex. And let's be real, we don't even look at Tay Rock as Dot Mob. I look at Tay Rock as Cave Gang, his own crew.
I know. So he used to say, look, I'm the top dog kingpin. I don't choke in my battles. I can do a one-round battle and not choke. Like I said, Soup Surf choked against T-Rex in Oakland. He couldn't even finish the shit, dog. Third round against T-Top. So why we keep on acting like he's top tier, man? Come on, man.
Wait, whoa. You saying Surf is not a top tier? Hold on, my nigga. Hold on. You saying Surf is not a top tier?
Man, that motherfucker choking. Well, I mean, do we got... Man,
son, Surface, so my nigga, knock it off. Surface, first thing, bro, my nigga, hold on. Do you know, my nigga, hold on, sir, hold on. Do you understand when Surf's first round, whenever he decides to battle, the cheer, he might say the most wackest shit his first round, and niggas are going to go crazy on my nigga, the first thing he's going to say is, first thing I hear when I touch down. Once he says that, it's over, my nigga. It's over. You understand that, right?
Dick riding. Man, we can't be doing that shit. First thing I touch that. Yeah, if you want to rechant the shit, cool. But when you're going crazy over some shit that you already know, like, come on, what are we doing? You're supposed to be bringing new shit, bro. Like, all right, if you want to chant the shit when you're cool, but going crazy and all that, Don DeMarco. Man, come on with that, man. Come with some new shit, man. That's like Martin.
But how do we? But my nigga, I'm pretty. So hold on. So would you have? It sounds like you would have Mook beating Surf if they battle. Am I correct on that? The way you sound.
3-0.
I disagree with that. I don't got Mook 3-0 in Sue Surf. I don't got that, brother. I can't co-sign that. I don't agree with that.
Big K battle Murder Mook and motherfucking Surf.
Wait a minute, nigga. Hold on, my nigga. Hold on. What's my nigga? Is Surf, my nigga, did Surf grab your girl or something, my nigga? Hold on. You rather see Big K battle Murder Mook than Surf?
Beat YK? Surf can't stand in front of YK, man. Surf can't stand in front of Young Cannon. Young Cannon been calling that motherfucker out back.
I like YK. YK is my guy. I fucks with YK heavy. YK got one of the best wins-loss resumes in battle rap history. Let's be clear on that. But he does not have a buzz. But my nigga, he does not have a buzz like Sue Surf. Do you understand Surf about the... Battle rap right now is... My nigga, we need... My nigga, hold on, sir. We need a nigga like Sue Surf. You do know that, right? The game misses Sue Surf. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah. They need him, but is it gas?
What are we gassing on? The man ain't even rap yet, son. Dog, he ain't even rap yet, so what are we gassing? He ain't even rap yet, fam.
He came through in Chicago against Saber. I come through with two Carmellos. Well, if he ain't in New York, he come through the Midwest with that stupid shit basketball references. We looking at him like, you coming through with two Carmellos? What the fuck are you talking about?
But sir. You're bashing a brother that hasn't even rapped yet. He just got home. We just got home. Makes you happy? My nigga, let's be real. The game misses Sue Surf, my nigga. I miss the shit talking. I miss the basketball references. I miss the tweets. I miss the music. Surf is, that's my nigga. I can't even, I'm glad the nigga's home, bro. I'm not even going to hold you. Not even on that. Just to be with his daughter and family.
I love it, but I'm just stating facts from my perspective. And y'all got to respect that. And you know I'm dropping facts. You can't deny this.
But what facts are you really dropping, though? What facts are you dropping, though? You saying don't be gassed to a nigga that's in rap.
Hate on Cave Gang? Yes, he hate on YK. Is Tay Rock pumping this motherfucker up, Free Surf campaign a little bit too much?
That's his man, though, son. Hold on. You be the same nigga that would bash Tay Rock, if he wasn't showing Surf love, my nigga, would you not be? Oh, how you gun titles and you ain't screaming your man's name? Y'all niggas can't have it both ways, bro.
I suck my dick, suck a neighborhood. He told Tay Rock to suck his dick.
I miss that too, bro. I can't wait to hear Surf say that. Yo, Surf, I can't wait to hear you say that, my G.
He said he clotheslined Tay Rock. Man, come on, bro.
All right, my nigga. All right, I'm going to get some more callers in here, brother. I appreciate you, man. All right?
Yeah,
all day, all right. Man. Let's keep it moving, man. I'm going to keep it moving. 856-361, what's goodie?
My nigga Dre. What up,
what's poppin', man?
973, man.
I know that voice. I'm on the number right now, my nigga. What's going on?
I don't know what your boy talking about, man. That nigga must hate surf. He really hates surf, nigga. That nigga came in here with the Midwest shit.
Yo!
The paint, but the fucking wave is free, nigga. Let's talk.
Facts, facts.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
The wave is free, nigga. We getting some music. I'm not even for nothing, man. I just broke it down on Twitter and shit. But Surf and Mook, I strongly believe that's on Volume 2. Volume 2 is next month. Not next month.
Wait, hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, brother. But shit in a battle like Surf and Mook, since Surf, and I'm just talking about this small room setting. I'm not saying Surf come from that, but
right.
Doesn't Surf deserve an urban plaza though, where everybody and their moms can see him?
For his
Instead
first
of going to a
battle
spot,
back,
you know what I mean?
For his first battle back, I feel like he do deserve an urban plaza. But Mook already said Surf first battle home is gonna be him, so it's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like this the math that I was doing earlier. Mook said his first battle. Mook said Surf first battle back gonna be him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mook said. Also, that he wanted to be on Volume 2. He don't care about the money, nothing. Surf
right.
came home. It's not even February. You feel me? When Surf was down, he was talking like, nigga, my next battle gonna be Mook. You feel me? So it's not like
mm-hmm.
you could just say, like, you know what I'm saying? He, like, we, like what we think he deserves and what he feels as though is good for his career is, like, two different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel as though it's going to be on Smack Volume 2, because if you listen to what Smack was saying, the shit $45 now. And he said the price only going to go up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to stagnate or stay the same. So you got to
check
the
price. So you think it's going up? So you think it's going up because the big dogs are coming through? Okay.
I feel as though if the first matchup is Arse and Hollow, like, you can't go down from there. You feel me? Like, you can't lose excitement from there. You gotta kind of raise the bar. You see Hollow Arse. You like, oh, that's fire. You feel me? You
mm-hmm.
automatically thinking that's a motherfucking main event match. But at the same
right.
time, that was the first battle they announced. And they don't never announce the main event first. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So,
right.
like, Just putting shit in the perspective of how, like, URL be playing shit, you know what I'm saying? And then when Smack was saying the price going to go up, it's like, you can't rise that price if you put in New Jersey Twerk versus some other nigga on the card. You feel me? Like, even though we know Twerk going to be on that card, like, you got to understand he going to battle somebody, you know what I'm saying? Somebody with stature or something like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's just a matter of putting the shit in the perspective. But what I'm most excited about is the music. You feel me? Like Surf.
Okay.
Surf music is like
still. Listen, I still listen to Cocaine Paradise, my nigga. Let's be real.
So
that shit is still a classic.
Cocaine City with fight.
Yes.
Yo,
Cocaine City.
Nigga,
that shit is classic.
Fire. That shit
mm-hmm.
is fire, bro. And that's one thing niggas could never take from Surf, man. This nigga do the battle shit just as well as he do the music shit. You feel me? And
yes.
that's why I pressed one, because I heard the other nigga trying to discredit my boy. And I'm like, nah, man, we can't.
That was crazy. That
you
was crazy.
Me?
Like, wow, that nigga
yeah,
just started. That nigga just started wilding, son.
That nigga, yo, I heard his voice. I heard his little accent. And I was like, yeah, this nigga hates Surf. You feel me?
Yes.
You don't,
that's a
you
fact,
don't have
man.
No other choice, man. But I'm telling
Surf,
you, man, this
Surf,
Volume
my nigga,
2 card.
Surf, we're going to need you to stay out of the judicial system, my nigga. You got too much of a fan base
bro.
And family and niggas that fuck with you heavy to go back in that bullshit, my nigga. That's
Facts.
A fact, man.
I don't
Come
care
on.
If Quad took the charge and that's good defense. Nigga, stay the fuck away from charges. You feel me?
That's a fact.
Like, this shit.
That's a fact.
This shit is not like, yo, bro, we just want you to rap. We want you out.
That's it.
You know what
I'm
saying?
That's it.
Like, we don't want you doing all this. Like, I understand the gang shit, you feel me? Because I be with the same shit. But at the same time, bro, like, you too old. You got a lot going for yourself, bro. Like, that's what you got to do.
And I got to say this. You got the Goonies, and you can't be affiliating yourself and putting yourself in certain positions when you rubbing when you rubbing shoulders with Joe Budden, Kevin Durant, Styles P, Jadakiss on Twitter right now. Everybody's going crazy right now. You know what I mean?
These are his friends.
Right, exactly. That's
what I'm saying. Like Joe, KD, you feel me? Like, bro, when you get a game from one of the best rappers to ever rap, nigga, you got to soak in that game. You feel me? I don't care how corny niggas think Joe is in real life. Nigga, that boy can rap. You feel me? So when you get pointers from him, you kind of need to hold that close. You feel me? Like, and Joe been telling him, because if you listen to the Loose Quarter shit, he was telling him on that, on the one song, like, bro, you got to stay out the way.
The Conversations joint? The Conversations joint,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Conversations
joint. Yeah, that's a
fact. He was telling him, like, bro, like, you got to stay out the way. Like, you feel me? And that's why I appreciated Joe at that time. You feel me? But now it's on some whole other shit. But at the same time, it's like, bro, when niggas is giving you game like that, you feel me? You around niggas like Styles, Jada. These is the hardest niggas in the game. And they not doing no crime. You feel me? Like, you got to kind of soak that in. Like, bro, like, I got my vision. I see where I'm supposed to be. You feel me? Like, and he got to, that's the only thing I want Surf to work on, man. Just focusing all that negative energy on his music shit, bro. Because, like, when he makes songs like, when he makes songs what's the song that he had with Manolo Rose? I forget the name of it.
Yo, that joint, I forgot the name of that shit.
Like that,
the Manolo joint was fire, my nigga.
Fire,
that's a fact,
bro. Fire. Like, when you really sit down and listen to the whole Nork CD, that shit is fire from beginning to end. You feel me?
Yep.
Like, but it's like, nigga, you got to focus on just that. You feel me? Like,
yo, you talking about, you talking about, are you talking about the, was it GXOXD joint?
Nigga. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's on the guy.
That's
it.
Word. Yeah, that's a fact.
Bro.
That's a fact.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we just need him to focus on that. Because, honestly, this year, I need a Surf and a Conway. I need a Surf and a Conway.
I like that talk. I like that talk.
Bro.
Yeah.
You know how crazy that'd be, Surf and Conway or Surf and Casanova. You feel me? Like, bro. Like,
I like these dream collabs, my nigga. I like these dream collabos you working with, brother.
Bro, I be having so much shit going on in my brain, bro. Like, imagine Surf had a verse on punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out.
Knock your teeth
like,
out.
Yo, you know how hard Surf would have went on that? Like, like, that's what I'm saying, man. That last nigga, he wasn't trying to give my boy no credit, man. Like,
Nah, not at all, man.
That nigga deserve a lot of credit, man. And then you got to think about it. The next Double Impact, Surf and Rock probably going to be on that joint. You feel me?
Probably.
More like 9 times out of 10, they going to be on that joint. You feel me? Like,
I want to say this. Other battle rappers, I know y'all feeling a little jelly right now because a lot of attention right now is going to be shifted towards Surf. It is what it is. Know your role. It is what it is. You know what I mean? I just call it what
it
is.
You know
who
need to be jealous? I need to see my nigga Surf fuck up that boy New Jersey twerk, man. I know it's going to happen. Oh,
damn.
I need to see that, man.
What you think about twerk? What you think about twerk, my G? What you think about twerk?
Yo, to be honest, I think he's fire, bro. But sometimes he be reaching, bro. He be reaching. Like, with that interrogate line, that was a whole reach. And niggas thought that shit was fire. And I thought it was fire, too, until I just was, like, wondering, like, how you interrogate? Like, you know what I'm saying? I understand you trying to say interrogate, like you questioning the nigga, but how do you interrogate? Like, you in Terra the game at that. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Pterodactyl. Like, it's like, bro, you always trying to tear something. Just be regular. We just want to hear you rap. You know what I mean? Like, niggas is not trying to go to thesauruses to find out what a dactyl is and all this. Niggas telling me a gait is how fast you walk and all that. Like,
oh,
niggas,
man.
Only
yeah.
gates I know about is the ones in the hood that you jump when you try to get away.
That's a fact.
And
that's a fact.
Niggas talk about the gate is how fast you walking. Like, bro, come on, man. Y'all trying to find all types of reasons to make it to where this nigga not reaching when this nigga is reaching for the clouds like he Buzz Lightyear. You feel me? Like, that shit is getting out of control, bro. Like, but
my
I think he fire.
I appreciate you, man. I'm going to try to get mad people in, man. I appreciate you, brother. You already, man. That's what it – oh, shit, I should have kept them. My bad. 856, call back in. My bad, my G. 252-939.
First thing I hear when I touch down the surf, Midwest Groove, such and such nice. What's his name doing his number?
Doing his number?
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, I'm about to do the whole thing, you feel me? But, you know, I want to get a caller before man, you feel me? But come on, man. Like, surf home, bro. Like, Mook's in trouble, man. I think Mook's in trouble. Like,
no, are we being prisoners of the moment? Are we being prisoners of the moment saying Mook is in trouble just because Surf is just home, not more than an hour?
I mean, I thought Surf was going to beat Mook before he got locked.
Okay.
You feel me? Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I just felt like, I felt, you know, only battles.
So you always felt that way? You always felt that way?
Yeah. I always thought that
way.
I felt like he was going to, really talk to Mook, you feel me? Like, but, you know, now, like, Mook, I mean, I don't think Mook can really take dude right now. I think Mook can just wait until he battles somebody else, do Double Impact first, and then. And then
don't do that. We won't move to battle Surf. Now we ain't trying to win.
Yeah.
No. Let's get to it.
I want him to. You feel me? Like, but I think the best bet for him himself is to battle the nigga later. You feel me? But they're gonna battle at the Smack Volume 2, I think. Though they got Hollow and Arthur already. I'm the dude that just tweeted you too, Dre, and said Surf home. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But like the other dude said, I mean, about like Surf, always getting in trouble, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's like, I don't condone it either. But when a nigga is like living or like still like, you know what I mean, in the hood, and he really about what he's rapping about, you know what I mean? Like, ain't no really telling like what happened. You feel me? Like, it ain't like, you know what I mean? Oh no, man! Like, dudes can get in different situations in the hood and not really initiate it. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially
right.
I mean, he 60s and all that, and like, you know what I mean? Shit happens. You feel me? Like, so I don't want to say like he just went out there and just like intentionally, you know what I mean? Like, got into some shit. You feel me? Like, anything could have happened, and he was just in a situation. You know what I mean? And he a real nigga, so you know.
What do you think about the ARP card coming up, bro? What do you think about that?
ARP. I think John, though. Smoke Big K, for starters.
Damn.
Smoke? I think Smoke Big K, for starters. And I think, I don't think I'm like body bags in this, but I think I'm smoking, bro. I don't know. I ain't no big John fan either. I just know when a nigga here like motivated to battle somebody. You feel me? And you know, I think Big K and I think ARP and them were talking about the time or something, you feel me? So I don't know if the time was like, I think battle rap should be like it should be at least three minutes, at least, man. Like,
3 minutes, man. Let's be real, my nigga. 3 minutes. Let's stop the bullshit. 3 minutes, my nigga. You know what I'm saying, bro? Come on.
Yeah,
what we doing?
Shit dumb, like at 2:30, like that verb and VDOT joint was like, come on, man. I mean, that must have been 4 minutes minimum. But you know, whatever. Gems and goods. That's gonna be a goodie, I think. I got Gems 2-1. I got Jim.
Oh, all right, okay. Listen, no, you know what? I like that. Let me tell you why I like that. Because all of us, I'm pretty sure, there's a large percentage of us that's going to pick Goods to beat Jim's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to hear somebody pick Jim's, I like to hear that. So tell me why you got Jim's winning.
I mean, I just think Jim's is like, I think Jim's is more polished than people think. Like, you know what I mean? If you look at his resume, like things like post he battle, I think he's like more polished than what he think. And like, Goods is not going to be able to like outswag that dude. You hear me? Like, ain't gonna outswag that dude. Smart. He's a, you know what I mean? He's a student. So I just think like, I mean, like, I never thought that Goods battle ball was too crazy anyway, personally. You know what I mean? Like, I never thought like, hearing Goods battle, I'm like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought, like, hold up, yo, what a nigga just said?
Listen, is he bar heavy? No, but I'm pretty sure you watch the culture just as much as I watch it. That nigga's hard to beat, though, fam. Let's keep it tall.
He's hard to
beat. Goods is a hard nigga to beat, though, son. Just
but
look, is, though.
Yo, but, like, who has Goods lost to? Who do you think Goods lost to? You think Goods lost to Hollow?
I got him clearly losing to Hollow. It was 1-1. In my opinion, going into the third before Goods threw the bottle. You know what I mean?
Okay. What about Verb?
The conceded battle. I had Verb beating Goods, but it's debatable. But I edged Verb.
Right.
I edged Verb the battle, but it's close, though. But I edged the Verb.
Like, even like Goods and T-Town, I think that was, like, not – like that battle was horrible to me, but I think Goods just swags his way through it. I don't think he can't swag his way through his gems, I don't think. You feel me? Like, I think Jim's.
But you know what?
Like,
I agree, brother. But what about angles, though? I think Goods is gonna have better angles, like especially with that fighting shit, with Jim's getting, you know, the dude stuff in the gyms, and then Jim's putting it up. You know?
No, but Dre, like, I don't really say, like, I think it gotta be fire, cause that joint might fail. Like how Jim just put it up himself. You feel me? Like, I think that right there, like, for me, Goods gotta like really like. It got to be fire, though. I think that joint got to be fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, for him to, like, bring up the fight. You know what I mean? When we
you
all
don't
know
think, hold on. You don't think Goods? You don't think Goods could incorporate that whole situation with Jim's and freak it, though? I think he could, brother.
You think he could?
Yeah.
He might, man. I still got Jim's.
I think so.
2-1, bro. I don't care. I got Jim's 2-1.
All right.
I think Jim's 2-1. I don't know what's on that call. What is this, like a Clips and DNA and Young Cannon.
What about Loso? Loso and Show Off.
Oh, that's gonna be a goodie. I got Loso.
Me too. I got Loso clearly winning that.
I got Loso clearly winning that, man. Cause Show Off,
I'm not going off Show Off. Ain't battled a long time. Talking, he's coming back to RBE.
Right.
All that shit sounds good, my nigga. But they got to say ding, and when they ring the bell, niggas got to battle. And I just think battle rap bars and rhymes, Loso got better bars to me than Show Off. That's just me. All that real nigga talk ain't going to work to me.
Right, I agree. And that same thing, like, I'm going to get off subject, but the same thing, like, with the Wavy and Twerk. Like, I picked Wavy to beat Twerk, and niggas thought I was drunk. Like, yo, you drunk. I'm
he
like,
did win.
Bro,
I didn't think Wavy. My partner Sean is the only nigga who really felt that. Shout out to my nigga Sean. He's the one that really felt Wavy was going to beat Twerk, but a lot of niggas felt Twerk was going to beat Wavy and shit. You know what I mean?
Right. No. Right. Like, I had Wavy because I thought, like, I mean, Wavy is fire, though. Like, prior to this, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that little John was, like, okay. You feel me? But other than that, I thought Wavy was fire, man. You feel me? So, but that's, you know, that's the reason why Jim's going to be good.
I appreciate you, man. I'm going to try to get more niggas in, man. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, for sure, bro.
Yes, sir. All right, man. I'm going to keep it moving, man. 2-6. Oh, my bad. 267-693. Was that Philly? 267-693. Come on. That niggas ain't going to say nothing. I want to talk, man. What's good, my niggas? 845-915. 845-915. Oh, y'all niggas ain't gonna say nothing, man. Come on, son. Y'all niggas, we late. What's up? 720-238.
I say yo. First off, shout out to Surf coming home. Respect to the brother.
Yes, sir.
Who do you think serves the battle?
Oh, Murder Mook.
Mook? That's a, is that the only person? Do you think Mook is the only person served in battle, though?
What do you mean, the first battle she have or overall, the pecking order? That's a big difference. What do you mean?
Well, obviously, Mook should be, like, the first person, but
right.
No one's going to pay Mook. So there was someone else for Surf to Battle. Who's for Surf Battle?
Okay.
I think
all right, let's
look. Surf doesn't really have a list where people have been calling him out and stuff. Chess was calling him out, but you know he's not going to take Chess.
No, we don't know that. We don't want to
calling him out.
Not yet.
But
not
I
yet.
Think too
not
many
yet.
People are asking for John John.
Cortez? Because of the grudge match?
Yeah, I mean, Cortez.
It's a grudge match, though.
I don't think people will want to see Surf versus Cortez, though, immediately. I would rather see Surf versus Goods.
Sir, you want to see Surf versus Goods?
I would rather see Surf versus Goods than Surf versus Cortez.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, I could dig that. What do you think about ARP's card coming up?
I think it's fire. I think it's missing, like, probably one more big matchup on it. Because, you know, his Curtis Gates card was fucking fire and shit. But it's a good card, you know. I got John John beating Big K.
You got John John beating Big K?
Facts. They just been talking too much shit. I think John John's going to come in there. And it's like, man, it's these 230 rounds. Like, this nigga Big K is scared to push this pin past 3 minutes, man.
All right. What about other matches?
I got Loso clearly beating Show Off.
Yeah, me too. Let me ask you a question. About that. Is it an upset in your opinion if Show Off beats Loso? Is that an upset?
Technically not, but...
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, because, you know, the way Old Red did Show Off, he's definitely going to come back hungry trying to prove himself. So if Show Off beats Loso, I wouldn't be surprised now, even though I think
I would,
Loso
though. Am I fault for that? I kind of would be surprised, though. I ain't going to hold you, man. I know Show Off don't like when I talk like this. He really don't. But I told Show Off that. I'd be surprised,
yeah,
man. He got to prove me wrong.
Loso's been in his bag. He's been killing everybody. Mm. The only debatable battle he had last year was Jim's. Other than that, he beat everybody.
Can we say this, though? Can we say this, brother? As much as people, as they should, Loso ain't that far behind in Twerk, is he? He's not that far behind.
In all actuality, no. But if you would ask somebody, like, on the URL staff, they'll be like, well, no, he hasn't done it on the big stage yet. So, you know, even though he had Battle of the Year versus B-Dot.
I think Loso and B-Dot is a better battle than any Twerk battle. Am I right? Am I safe? Is it safe to say that?
Even if you just take Loso's performance versus B-Dot, if you take
Excel.
His performance versus Bad News, Excel fire. Fire.
Yeah. That's a
Those
fact.
Three matches were probably top any three matches. Maybe that Clean Paper versus Twerk. Twerk was in his bag versus Clean. But other than that, Loso, yeah, he's... If you actually look at it, if Loso's first battle was against Twerk, if he came to URL, who would you think would win that battle?
I noticed that the popular thing to say, and no, niggas, I'm not living prisoner of the moment, and I like Twerk. I would edge Loso right now. If they would battle right now, I would edge Loso.
I would
say 2-1 Loso. I'd say 2-1 Loso edge.
Yeah, facts. And Loso's been calling out Ryda, so maybe that could be his first URL battle. That would be lit.
Okay.
Especially after what Ryda just did to Press.
Let's be real, man. Ryda saved that night. If you look at the Goonies in a totality, Jackboy lost, Twerk lost. Ryda was the only one that, you know.
Louise,
I like Ryda too, bro.
I like glue too.
And I would say this too. I got Glue Easy over Jack Boy in the when it comes to battle rap. I think Glue Easy is nicer than Jack Boy. And that's not taking nothing away from Jack Boy. I'm just being real.
Twerk when they battled. I got
I'm not mad at that
because
it's debatable.
The third round
it's debatable. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that, bro. It's debatable. That's a fact.
Twerk just had a crazy second round, you know. And
yes.
Twerk is a fan favorite.
Yes.
You know, people are always going to – people still think Twerk beat Wavy. So, you know, Twerk is always going to have his fan base.
I can't do that, though. I can't do that. You know what I mean?
I think Wavy won 3-0, but you know how it goes.
What do you think about Gyms and Goods?
I think I heard something. Did Jim say it's a one-rounder?
No, that's 3 rounds. That's 3 rounds, brother. That's 3 rounds.
If it's 3 rounds, I definitely – I mean, this battle is going to be the battle of mediocre bars. Both of these guys aren't the best rappers, but they have other stuff that makes them good battle rappers. They have good stage presence. They got good delivery. They got good performance. But none of them, both of them, got mediocre bars when it comes to like rapping and their lyrics. But I got Gyms though. There's no way
you got Gyms beating Goods too.
Yeah, there's no way Gyms needs this battle more than Goods needs this battle. If Goods lose, Goods can still get Lux if Goods somehow lose to Gyms. If Gyms lose, what top tier would he get after losing to Goods? His counterpart.
Well, I mean, he only battles on RBE and King of the Dot. You know what I'm saying? So he'd have to, you know, I don't think he's going to, from what I'm understanding, and I don't know if I'm 100% correct on this, but I've heard rumblings of if Gyms was supposed to rap or ever go to URL, they would want him to go through the PG process. Do you think that's foul for him to go through that if he was to ever battle on URL?
Honestly, ever since B-Dot did that PG with Emerson Kennedy, it's like everybody can just go knock out their one PG. Like B-Dot and Emerson Kennedy, they had a classic. You never
know
what you can
battle.
Get out of a PG.
That was fire.
Yeah, you never know what you can get out of a PG. If he has the right opponent, then definitely if he just has to do the one – and he just has to do the one PG, then that's fine. But and he already kind of did a PG. He battled Bad News. And it was, like, dropped on, like, the War Report or something.
Yeah. That's one guy, speaking of B-Dot, since you said his name, that's one guy who I'd wish would battle more frequently is B-Dot. Because since he's been battling, he has no whack battles at all. Whether you think he won or lost a battle, that's another discussion. But
he has a bad round yet.
No, he doesn't have bad rounds to me. Whether I think he won or lost a round, but they're not bad. You know what I'm saying? They're like, B-Dot, get out of here. I don't want to hear you no more. I've never had that thinking when I think of B-Dot. You know what I'm saying, brother? Like, I've never had.
Facts. Yeah, but B-Dot's very particular in who he battles. You know, he's not just like a punchline guy. So he wants to battle someone. He's not like, I just set it up. He wants to battle someone. I still want to see B-Dot versus Saga just because Saga doesn't get any matches, and that's a match that he could actually rap. But I doubt that's ever going to happen. Since he just battled Loso.
I still want to see that, though, because, well, you can say the same thing. Loso battled Jay Murda, and Show Off was there. And Show Off knows he was right there when Jay Murda and Loso battled. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what time it is also. So, you know, that's what it is, man. My brother, I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. That's what it is, man. I'm going to keep it moving. Let me go. Are we going to talk? Some of y'all niggas don't want to talk, man. I'm a talker, bro. I don't know about you niggas, man. I like talking. Hold on here. Let me see. Get some more people. Welcome home, Tsunami Surf, again, man. 252-939. 252-939. My brothers is killing me, man. 202-701. What's that, D.C.? 202-701. Yo, what's good, my nigga? Talk to me.
What's going on, man?
How you, brother?
I'm good.
You want to talk about Surf Home, ARP card drop? What's good, my brother? Talk to me. This nigga hung up and said, I'm good. Okay. Let me keep it moving. 704-605.
Green, what up?
Yo, what's good?
Chilling, man. You know Surf Home, man. We chilling.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, my nigga. The floor is yours. Go ahead, brother.
Nigga, first of all, I don't know what to do. You know, Kyrie the best player in the game, so I don't know, man.
Well, the conversation seemed to be tonight, and everybody's talking about, well, yo, this first battle, this first battle should be, in your opinion, who's the first person, in your opinion, if you had it, if you had to be the person to make this call, who would you like to see Sue serve battle?
To be honest with you, I think Sir should chill. He just got out. I think he need to, you know, be with his family and all the other stuff. But if I was to, you know, choose him to battle, Rum Nitty, he'll be Rum Nitty.
Off the rip, Rum Nitty, that's who you want before Mook.
Yeah, before Mook. I mean, you know, I like all Mook right. And all, but, you know, I think he should chill, but Rum Nitty to, you know, get his, you know, get his speed up, because I don't think he's ready for Mook right now, you know.
I think it's, I don't want to use the word easier, because that's going to sound mad disrespectful to Mook when I say this. I think Surf has more to say to a Murder Mook right now than a Rum Nitty. Even though I like Surf and Rum Nitty, I do like that. But I think Surf, to play it safe, I don't think you should get Rum Nitty off the gate. I think Surf got a lot to say to Mook, man. And vice versa, too.
That's true.
And let's not sleep on Mook also. I think niggas is sitting here because Surf is home and we happy. Shout out to Surf. But niggas are saying Surf is going 3-0 Murder Mook. I can't say that like
no,
that, man. Like, I'm not going
to.
You know what I mean?
Don't
like, yeah, let's not do that because Surf is home. We just going to shit on Mook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like 3-0 Mook, my nigga. That's not easy to do, bro. Like, that don't happen like that. You know?
Hell no. Mook is coming with something to kill Surf, so I don't agree with that. No, I don't agree with that at all. But Surf, I know he got something in the cut, though. I know he got something.
I hope. Now, people are saying they want to see him on the Smack Volume 2 card coming up. I was saying that I don't have a problem with that, but I would like to see Surf on his first battle back be in a big room, man. Like, everybody got to feel that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You don't feel me on that? You know what I'm saying?
It's too early, fam.
Like, no. I want Surf on an Irvin Plaza stage where everybody can see him. And you know, his, my nigga, you know his first round is going to be crazy. Niggas is going to live on every word he say. Even if he reaches, my nigga, niggas are going to go crazy.
Yeah,
when that nigga
like,
says,
first, it's going to be too early for him,
Yes. Totally agree with that.
So, I think he should wait till the next event after Volume 2.
What do you think about ARP's card?
ARP card fire. I like that Goods and Gems, but I got Goods in that. And that John.
Let me tell you. The last two callers that called in said they got Gems to be Goods. And I was saying, you know, I'm glad to hear that because a lot of us got Goods beating Gems, but the other niggas say I got Gems beating Goods. I like to hear that. And, I don't agree with that, but just the other niggas go the other way, I do like. What do you think about Goods and Gems, though?
I like that matchup because both of them, you know, they swag. So, Goods can't joke on his clothes. So it's going to be, it's going to be like a 50-50 match, I feel. So, yeah, a 50-50 match. So, but it's going to have to be about bars, I feel. Who bring the better material?
Right. So, you leaning towards Goods?
I'm leaning towards Goods because Goods, he got that factor where you can't, you know, I don't know. It's something about
it's
Goods.
It's undeniable.
Talk to
Is it undeniable?
You can't. Yeah, it's undeniable. Like, you can't talk to him any kind of way. So, you know, I just got Goods in that one. If he comes
right.
With that T-top Goods, I feel.
I think Goods respects Jim's now because he know Jim's is, niggas are gravitating towards Jim's blogs and niggas fuck with Jim's and Jim's is getting better right now as a battle rapper. What do you think he won or lost the matches that he's had? You know, he has had some, he's better than he was 3 years ago, let's be real. 3 years ago, niggas were not talking about Jim.
I had him beating DNA, so yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay. I have DNA winning, but if they, all right, there you have it. You had Jim's winning, okay? All right.
You got it, that. What do you think about John John and Big K?
I don't know. I think that Big will kick in with John John, so I got John John in there.
Are you shocked that a lot of people are picking John John? Because I'm noticing that a lot of people are picking John John. Is that because, you know, Big K is the block god? He blocks everybody on Twitter. He's emotional. And are we like shortchanging Big K? Because a lot of niggas, I mean, Big K did beat JC, my nigga, and that's hard to do. Big K did beat JC. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was fine against O'Reilly, but I had O'Reilly winning that. But I just feel like John John just going to do, you know, that veteran. Because, you know, he want to be a veteran so bad, he just going to show out. So I feel like he going to. Because I've been hearing on your show.
You said, wait, my nigga, hold on. You said veteran?
He ain't no veteran, but he's going to want to show that he a veteran.
Okay, I got you. I got you on that. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Right. And I feel like he's going to, you know.
What do you think about Show Off and Loso?
Loso, I got Loso in that. Especially after
me
that
too.
B-Dot battle. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
like Show Off. I like Show Off, but I think sometimes with Show Off, it takes him a while to heat up. And by the time he's trying to heat up, Loso don't hit like two haymakers already, bro. You feel me?
Yeah, Loso's gonna drop my phone with them things on you. So
you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Oh no. And what do you think about the 2-on-2 card? DNA Clips, YK.
I think DNA gonna come freestyle the whole thing. I just got that feeling.
Big Cannon can do that too, though. I don't want niggas to do that, but niggas can do that.
Yeah,
Big
Cannon
can do that.
Yeah, but Young Cannon, he just so official. He might. I feel like he's
fucks with YK, my nigga. My nigga, can I tell you, I fucks with YK heavy, man. Like, I be thinking this nigga be
good.
Can we get YK and Mike P, man? Let us stop the bullshit, man. Y'all niggas, that's a battle in 2018. That needs to happen. Like, you see grudge matches, niggas beefing on Twitter, and it's just Twitter, of course, but they got to make that happen, man. Mike P and YK, man.
Yeah,
they have to, man.
I got YK and Mike P battle anyway. I got YK.
Me too, and I fuck with Mike P, but I got YK too, bro.
Yeah, I do too, but
I got YK too.
Just YK, he got that style to where you be like, oh, yeah. Because he underrated, so.
Bro, let's keep it a stack, my nigga. If you look at YK wins losses, he got one of the best wins losses resumes in battle rap, my dude. He wins way more than he loses.
He beat one of the URLs who they pushing. He beat Jack Boy. He beat him.
Beat Chiller. He beat Chiller. He beat JC, my nigga. Let's keep it a stack.
Yeah. And you see how URL pushing them. So yeah.
Mm. What do you think about New Jersey Twerk?
I like New Jersey Twerk. He official, but I just he do too much. You gotta get a dictionary after listening to his rounds. So I feel like, you know,
he
gotta be more simpler. I'm gonna say simpler, yeah. But I'm his little.
All right. I swear it's my brother. I appreciate you, man. Try to get some more niggas in, man.
PSA podcast.
You already, brother.
All day.
All day, my nigga. Fuck to me, man. Shout out to my nigga 704 right quick. Let me go, my nigga. I see niggas on hold. I'm clicking niggas in. Y'all don't want to talk. We want to talk, man. What's up, man? 646-321.
Yo, Dre, what up, man? It's Slim, man.
Slim Corleone, what's good, my G? Let's talk, man. Here we go. Let's talk.
Good,
what's
brother?
Up, brother? How
you
brother?
Doing, man?
I'm chilling, man. Good. Let's talk, man.
Oh man, the RBE card. You know your boy Jim is getting 30, man.
So you got Jim's getting 30.
Yep.
Tell me why.
Yo, this nigga, I'm keeping it honest. Jim's can't rap, man. He live off black
ass. Oh damn, my nigga.
Listen, he had his best performance versus DNA. And DNA still 30 that man, bro.
Yeah, I had DNA win that battle. I had DNA. I know the last caller say he had Jim's winning DNA. I had DNA beating Jim's, though.
No way.
And
Jim's
I had Matt. I think
battle.
I had Jim's.
And then
who you got between
Matt
Mass?
edged the math too a little bit. I edged the math. Yeah.
No way in the
world. But Jim's wasn't bad, though.
This guy is beating.
Jim's wasn't bad, though.
No way in the world. He's beating Goods after the shit that just happened to him about 4 months ago. Too fast, brother.
But hold on. Jim's, hold on, brother. Goods can't talk about that for 3 rounds, though, my nigga.
I'm just, listen, you know, listen, Jim's can't rap. Goods is going to win two of the rounds, probably give a round away. But that round, when he talks to him about that shit, it's gonna hurt him bad, man. It's going to hurt him.
I agree, man, because, listen, I like Jim's, though. I fuck with Jim's, man. Good dude. But I know when people were saying he put the footage out, you know, I put it out before the niggas did. I was sitting there like, all right, you did that, my nigga. I don't know if I can give you too much kudos because you put the footage out before somebody else did. I don't really see, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really see the big deal on that, I guess. You know what I'm saying? All right, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, my nigga, I got Goods winning, man. I got Goods beating Gems. I'm going 2-1, you know? I got 2-1, man. I just, you know, Jim's got to show me something, man. Jim's got to show me something.
This dude been chasing Goods for a minute now because Goods fathered his style. But there's one thing about it. He don't rap as good as Goods, bro. And them jokes is not going to work. And Goods is going to slaughter this kid, man. Make an example out of him. You know what I mean?
He said slaughter. Damn.
Yep.
All right.
Yo, listen, I had Goods easily beating T-Top, man. And T-Top is way better than Gems.
Well, yeah, I had Goods beating T-Top, even though I was wrong on my prediction. I had to keep it a stack. I thought T-Top was going to be good.
Right.
And I'm not going to go against Goods, man, because whether you think he's bar heavy or not, my nigga Slim, the nigga wins battles. You know what I'm saying? He's a hard nigga to beat.
Exactly, bro.
He's a hard nigga to beat, man. He's either going to give you a debatable battle or he's winning.
Bro. What they do best, he strips some of that shit.
X Factor, very badly.
Oh, man.
Let's keep it a stack. Oh, he did X Factor 30. Did someone show up, my nigga?
Show off? I think that's gonna be a good battle. I'm gonna go with debatable, man. I can't low so as far
really?
As fire. Huh? I show off haven't battled in a minute, right?
Oh, Red. And
how
I was
long
bad.
Ago that was? Yeah, that
7
was
months
bad.
Ago,
how
6, 7 months
was?
Ago. 6-7 months
right,
ago. Don't tell me you live sitting on bars.
Don't
say
you
sitting on bars. No.
Huh?
I don't pull a sitting on bars card, my nigga. Come on,
I
man.
Mean, listen.
I never subscribed to that theory, my G.
All right, listen to me. He's been away all for
right.
a while. I don't see him taking a battle if he's not ready and ain't got no material, bro. Or like he's stinking or some shit. You know what I mean? I think he's going to be locked in. Show off is not bad, bro. Show off got game. But he just don't have that standout shit. You know what I mean? He just don't stand out like that, bro. But he gets busy.
Mm-hmm. Right, let me see. Let me. All right, now let's be real. Let's see how much you watch Show Off. Would you agree when Show Off Slim, when he's battling, right? It takes that nigga a while to get to where he. Don't sometimes you watch a Show Off battle, and you're like, all right, Show, where you going with this right now, my nigga? And then you're like, you listen and you listen. Okay, it takes him a while. And by the time you're taking a while to do that, my nigga, Loso hitting you a bam, 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 bam. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
the concern I have. And I feel
but
in the building, I think Loso is
going to
win in the building. Huh? Okay.
Then we think the same thing for Cortez and Big K, though. We was like, it take Cortez too long to get to it.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Because I thought Cortez was going to lose that battle. Well,
right.
Against Big K. I'm going to keep it a stack.
A lot of
and
people
I was wrong
did.
On that, too.
A lot of people did.
I was wrong on that. But I got Loso being Show Off, man. I'm not subscribing to him sitting on bars or I just don't see I really think it's an upset, man, if Show Off beats Loso. I know Show don't like when I say that.
I mean
man, I'll be shocked if Show Off beats
agree
Loso.
With you right there, it'll be an upset because Loso's like on the come up really, his name is hot right now, Show Off. I can see it like being an upset, like shocking the battle rap community. I can see that. A lot of people favoring Loso, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are picking Loso, but I think some people out there. And listen, if Show Off is going to go to church angle, Loso Slim, it's so much law. You can't really go too hard with that, my nigga. The church angle and being a church boy. Like, to me, that don't win when niggas attack that angle, man. When they try
That's
to go cool. that angle because he's a Christian, man, like, okay, bro, you're going to have a few lines here and there, but are they really going to stand the test of time when you beating this nigga? I don't know. I could be wrong, my nigga. So, hey, if Show Off wins, I'll be the first one to come in and be like, dog. I was
right.
dead ass wrong, man. I got to call the show, apologize, get him on the show at the man, and be like, I had him on the show, and I told him, I got a long show beating you, my nigga. I just do. John and BK, fam, how are we doing this?
I'm going with John 2-1, man.
Everyone's going with John Slim. Like I said to the last caller, are you shocked that everyone's picking John to be Big K, the guy who punched, you know, his punches be coming at you, bro?
Yo, I got Big K winning the first round, and his next two rounds is going to sound the same, and John should be able to win them second and third, man. That's how Big K won. All his shit sound the same, bro. You know what I mean? But his first rounds always be slugfest, bro. But all that shit after that sound the same, bro. You know what I mean? So...
I also have concerns with that battle where niggas gonna get testy. There's gonna be a lot of talking between. Like I think Big K gonna be talking in John rounds. Niggas gonna be saying shut the fuck up to each other. I have concerns.
Yeah,
this battle
be,
might get sloppy,
kind of,
man.
This
shit might get sloppy, my nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. Huh?
I just hope it comes out to be a good battle. You know they can use that intensity to put on a classic, man. You know what I mean?
Right. It's a fact.
So what's the word on the earth, man? Who y'all want to see him battle, bro? You know what I mean?
I got Mook.
I mean, that's what I want to see, but I've seen a lot of people saying JC, bro, and Nitty. I don't want to see
what?
That. Yeah. Because
wait. Hold on.
Hip-hop is real was live. Mad people in the comments was like, Nitty, JC.
Now, I had a nigga calling and tell me Nitty. And I don't got a problem with that, Slim. I don't think right now that's happened. And there's another thing also,
I don't
Slim.
See that right
I see niggas. Yeah, not right now, my nigga. And I see people saying they want Surf on a Smack Volume 2. I don't. I want Surf on an Urban Plaza stage. I think he deserves that, his first battle home, to be on an Urban Plaza stage. You say what?
But, yo, Steve, I ain't going to lie to you. It's looking more and more like, I don't want to put this out there like it's going to happen, but it's looking more and more like Surf was on Volume 2, bro. Because the price is going up on the pay-per-view. You know what I mean?
Somebody said that also. Yeah, somebody was saying that earlier. Mm-hmm.
And then Suge made a tweet a couple of days ago. Was like, you think Hollow and Arsenal was going to be the crazy battle? Y'all didn't even know what's up. It's another battle on the card. Now Serb comes home. Like, I don't know.
It's adding up. You're saying it's adding up, right? 2 and 2 make 4 and
yeah,
5.
Yeah, it's adding
I feel
up
because
the pay-per-view's going up. Suge's tweet. And I'm like, yo, man, it might be just that, man. And Mook said he don't want a lot of money for the small room.
I feel when niggas saying that. I just feel like, damn, Surf first battle home? I think the big a crowd, like, you know, I could be wrong. I'm just looking at that that way. I think he deserves that. But, hey.
Surf and Mook, really, dog? I'm thinking Surf and Mook, we got the right promotion. Niggas had a couple of months. That shit can sell out the Garden Theater, man, which holds about 2,500, bro. You know what I mean? I think it can do
that.
Right, I think
right.
it can do them kind of numbers. You know what I mean? Surf versus Mook. And you throw a Lux and Averb on that card right there, and it's selling out. You know what I mean?
Yo, that's a fact. You, my nigga, you put Arsenal Hollow, Surf Mook, Lux Verb, party over.
Yeah.
Party's over, my nigga. Like, that's like, it's over. Like, everybody's copping, nigga. Niggas is not carrying it $50, $60. Niggas is copping the pay-per-view, my nigga.
That.
Copping. That's a fact. Niggas is copping. Niggas is copping. Niggas is copping, man.
I'm just glad Serge
for real.
So we can get back to battle rap. And the Dead That Bloggers war shit, I told all the bloggers, well, I did a blog. We could use that energy for debates, bro. Bloggers on bloggers debates, man. Let's turn up for 2018 for the battle rap community, man. You know what I mean?
All right. Nah. Definitely, my nigga. Slim, man.
Yo,
I appreciate it, bro. I'm trying to get more niggas in there, man. All
no
day,
doubt,
my
man.
G. All right, that's my nigga Slim. Let me get some other niggas in here, man. 410-200. What's that? Maryland? DMV? Ah, niggas ain't saying nothing. Y'all niggas, man. Come on, fam. Let me see. Get somebody back in. 646-464. Talk to me. Y'all niggas is crazy out here, son. Hold up. 984-277. You. 984-277.
All right, I'll meet you, my nigga. 410-200.
Yo, yo.
You. Yo.
Three, what's poppin', slime?
What's good, my nigga?
Ain't shit, man. Yo, all I gotta say, Gun
Talk
Titles is back.
It's a good
Gun
look. It's a good
back,
feeling,
my
nigga. Let's talk about it. It's a good feeling, brother.
Yo, this Styles B on Twitter, man. Just in case you always add me in your podcast and your whenever you drop a podcast, man.
All right. So what do you think about Surf? What should be the first battle Surf had, my nigga? Talk to me.
I listened to one earlier, man. And the one nigga was he was talking some shit like Surf Mook maybe in a few months, you know what I'm saying? Let Surf, you know what I'm saying, settle down, all that. But man, in those smack volumes, man, it gotta happen. It has to happen, man.
You saying so you want Surf on volume 2?
Surf and Mook. What was next? Who else was supposed to
Arsenal and Lux.
Hollow and Arsenal.
I mean Arsenal and Hollow, pardon me. Right.
Yeah. But damn, you think that's too all of a sudden for Surf? Fresh coming out?
I think Surf should wait another card. I know niggas don't want to hear that three. Shut the fuck up. The tsunami home. Now let's get it popping. I feel niggas. I feel.